The Pleiades are a cluster of beautiful, dazzling stars located in the constellation of Taurus. And with a telescope, you can see about 100 stars. Without a telescope, you can only see 6 or 7 stars. And according to ancient legends, the stars are said to be sisters and daughters of Atlas. The entire Pleiades cluster is actually the eye of the bull in the constellation of Taurus. And of course, Native Americans, what do they have to do with the Pleiadians? The stories are in their legends, much of which have been encoded, kept secret, or hidden. In certain Cherokee legends, it is said that their people originated in the Pleiades. Incredible story. Up next, Christine Day joins us. We'll talk about her latest work, The Pleiadian Promise, on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. She was on with me 4 years ago. Christine Day's powerful personal story has inspired people throughout the world. In 1991, following a diagnosis of advanced systemic lupus and being told that she had just 2 months to live, Christine experienced a profound spiritual awakening with the Pleiadians, which enabled her to move into a place of self-healing. She has now been symptom-free for the last several years, and over the past 2.5 decades, she has become internationally renowned as a Pleiadian ambassador and as a gifted spiritual teacher. And I am so glad you're still with us, Christine. Going strong, I hope.
I am, George. How nice to be on your show again.
That is so great. Jeez, would you call it a miracle? What would you call this that happened to you?
Well, you know, the Pleiadians wouldn't call it a miracle, but humanity would. it's been a profound experience that has brought me to a lot of understanding around the Pleiadians and around us here on the Earth plane. And I think it's just an incredible time that we're in here. No,
I think so too. Do the Pleiadians step in to help?
Oh, they absolutely step in to help, but in certain ways. The way they help is they're self-empowering. They bring self-empowerment back to humanity, back to those of us who are ready to or want to move to another place within ourselves. So, you know, they bring the clarity of what is going on right now, what we're supposed to be doing, what is our mission about, and all this drama in the world, you know. So they make sense of the container we're living in here on Earth and what is to come so that we can really take positive steps to move forward on our own individual paths and to make sense of our humanity and what we're to do here right now. And I think that's, you know, we need that. We absolutely need that.
For the benefit of the people who don't remember you with me 4 years ago, let's talk about this incredible story that happened when they diagnosed you with this advanced systemic lupus. And then tell us what happened.
Yeah, well, you know, it really, my journey began as a child when I was in that cult from the ages of 2 to 13. And my parents had given me off to the cult in exchange for my mother's healing. So that whole process broke me down to really nothing. And so I became really like, I lost my power in that space. And at the age of 31, was not diagnosed. I'd had systemic lupus, and I was in a very bad way in hospital. And they said, you've just got a few months to live. There's nothing more to be done. And it was in that moment that I realized that I wanted to die. And I realized also that, you know, I just had all the pain and from my childhood inside of me. I just had never, ever navigated my way through that terror and the grief around it. So here I was in hospital being told that I was going to die, and suddenly I had, I guess, what I would call an epiphany, because I've had the strong feeling that actually I'd created something to kill myself. And, I mean, I never had an original thought in those days, seriously. I was just like a walking zombie. And then the next thing that I got was that if I had created something to kill myself, I could create my own healing. Now, in that moment, looking back in retrospect, that was when I started to take my power back. And I was excited by that thought because I didn't believe I was capable of creating anything. I didn't have any belief in myself. So I left hospital knowing that in order to live, I would have to change my life, and yet I had no idea how because I wasn't connected to any church, healing, spiritual connection. My, you know, I was not in that world at all. I was in actually in a zombie state.
Yeah.
And I went home knowing I had all this pain inside of me, and yet I had no skills, personal skills, to change, nothing. But, you know, I thought, well, I really just need to meditate, even though I didn't know really what that meant either. So I started to just sit and it was actually a few weeks later that I had this awakening. Now, this awakening was like a brilliant, loving light coming into me, and it was like love that I didn't know about, that I'd never experienced. And I thought, well, it must be God, because I couldn't think of anything else. I wasn't aware of the Pleiadians at that time. I didn't think I could have coped with it because I wasn't into believing about spaceships or aliens. And but this light just came, and it stayed. It didn't leave me. I was just filled with this light and this energy. And at the time, I had, you know, the energy of that just started to fill me and transform me. And with it came this understanding of love, and it was filling me and healing those deep wounds. I just was transforming in that light. And I started to work with people with this energy, and as I touched people, I became more and more healed. I transformed, actually. I transformed so much that my husband, who had married this depressed individual, could no longer cope with my joy. And my relationship broke down, and I came to America, where I was told my next step was in America, and not that I knew anyone in this country at all. It was like, but I knew I had to come. It was my next step. I was moving always from death to life, and I had committed to whatever that light was showing me or taking me, I had to take that step. So when I came to the United States, I just didn't know where to go. So I booked my ticket to San Francisco. I booked into a seminar because I didn't know what else to do. And it was the person who ran that workshop had said, well, I live in Mount Shasta. And I thought it was a suburb of San Francisco. And they said, well, we'll meet you at the airport. And so I was taken from San Francisco airport up to Mount Shasta, which, as a lot of people know, is the most amazing and incredible place. And I started working with people there. My energy grew. It was just an expansion. And then one day I was walking in nature and turned a corner in this meadow, and there was this huge Pleiadian ship. And it was a shocking experience, shocking. The Pleiadians were coming out of the ship towards me and telepathically communicating to me and reminding me of my spiritual heritage with them and my pre-agreement. It was as though I went back and remembered everything before I came onto this earth plane, my pre-agreement, my work, my mission here to be a bridge between humanity and the Pleiadians. And if I hadn't grabbed my consciousness, I would have run, because my human part just wanted to, you know, would have run, just was a it was very extreme. And they grabbed me so intensely that I became filled with this whole awakening of my Pleiadian aspect. And, you know, I don't even remember getting home that day. I found myself in bed, and for the next 2 months, I was bedridden with this energy of my Pleiadian self just through my body expanding, and my Pleiadian family around me. And actually, I was in shock, but I was also devastated because I could not come to terms with this Pleiadian experience, and I just wanted to be with God, and I didn't want anything to do with this Pleiadian energy. But how can you explain away that experience? I absolutely couldn't. And within the last few weeks of that 2-month nights in bed, I had angels coming to me and explaining to me that this is all part of the God consciousness. The Pleiadians are part of the God consciousness, and that I had my mission. And so I came into a place of acceptance of my Pleiadian self, and it took 6 years for me to fully integrate that full aspect of this light that I am, my Pleiadian aspect, and my life changed from there. I just started to be called and invited all over the world to bring my work. And so I've been traveling the world. Did a lot of work with brain-injured children through Israel, all over Europe. I spend a lot of time in Brazil now and all over the United States. So my transformation and the Pleiadian connection has been life-changing and an incredible illumination.
Did you ever ask yourself, Christine, why you?
No, you know why I didn't ask that? Because through that interconnection, my first experience with the Pleiadians, I was shown why me. It's like I'm not anything extraordinary. We all are extraordinary in our multidimensional selves. So I got to experience that full light of myself, and I have that Pleiadian heritage. That is part of my my makeup. And so it was, I got very clearly, I remembered choosing this mission very consciously before coming here, choosing my beginnings, you know, choosing to be put into a family and into that cult, to have a lot of direct experiences. And, you know, I wouldn't want to go through any of it again, but it has brought me to an incredible place of understanding suffering on a human level, which has helped thousands of people in the world, or more than thousands probably. So I understand the dynamic, and I understand the multidimensional dynamic that we are as human beings. As well as being human, we have that sacred side.
Your work is called the Pleiadian Promise. What is that promise?
You know, it's incredible, George. A year and a half ago now, the Pleiadians woke me one night and said, it is time for us to reveal the last stages to humanity of our awakening, of being able to learn how to move through the veils back to our original sacred dynamic that we are. And that this was the destiny time for this to be revealed. That is their promise. They made this promise to reveal the last, like giving us the key to opening the door to ourselves on a sacred level. And they made it very clear to me that this is not some sort of blessing. We haven't earned the right. It's just simply the time of this sacred design for planet Earth to go through this transformation, but for us to carry that within us and to have an access to it finally. An access to the way back to the sacredness of ourselves. When I say sacredness, it's our multidimensional selves. We're naturally multidimensional beings. And we are in, yes, a human form and having a human experience. But we're now entering the second phase of our reason for being here on the planet. That started in October. So this book carries all of the design and they're intricate initiations to take us, giving us the key back to ourselves, unlocking that door to who we are on that multidimensional level. So it's exciting, very exciting.
What do they look like?
Well, there are two forms of Pleiadian. There are the reptilian form, and there are the ones that are in humanoid form.
Can we trust the reptilian form?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
They carry the same dynamic light and awakening of consciousness. They're just another form of the race themselves. There have been reptilians that have been on the Earth plane that have, you know, really have not been able to be trusted in the past. But that's changed a lot. That has changed. The Galactic Council will no longer allow the greys to come and interfere in this transitioning time while we go through this change. within us.
I guess that's a good thing, isn't it?
I think it's a very good thing. We've had and we still do have the shadow side of energies on this planet, on this earth plane, but there's always been the shadow. We need the shadow to experience and define the light of ourselves. So it's important to understand that we are many things within us on the human level. So that shadow side's an important aspect.
Christine, with this promise that has been revealed, are there others like you that they work through?
There absolutely are. I don't know of them, but they must be here on the planet. It doesn't make sense for me being the only one. I can't imagine that. I have my unique role. It's sure. It's true. But there are many others playing out their unique role also. We are all unique, but we bring a different aspect to the whole because there are many people who need to hear the message in many different ways. I do know that these initiations that the Pleiadians are bringing through are a very unique, uniquely set in place. And my conscious interaction with them as a family, as a basic family of origin, allows me to bring in a unique format of their energies to support humanity.
Are they from one planet in the star cluster or many?
They come from many different levels because I represent the combined Pleiadian consciousness, and that is comes in many different forms, multidimensional forms. We think very much in a third dimensional way, but they are a multidimensional consciousness within the collective consciousness, of course.
Well, that's important too. The name of the book, of course, is called The Pleiadian Promise. Where do people get it, Christine?
Well, Amazon has my book. It's available on my website as well, and Barnes & Noble has my book.
The Pleiadians, is there one or two special guides who come to you, or is it in a cluster? How does this happen?
Like a telepathic communion cluster where everything exists within that one communion point, and from that then it's almost like a group mind. They very much work through a collective group mind, through a one consciousness thought. So, again, it's very multidimensional, and it's hard to define in words, but they carry the collective expression of each other, and yet within that expression is the unique experience of the individuals. So, I work very much with that communion mind, and then there's of course my own defined family group that work very closely with me.
All right, stay with us. We're going to come back and chat more with Christine Day about her work and incredible story, The Pleiadian Promise. They came and basically saved her life, and would people consider them gods? Let's talk to her about that when we come back. And then in our final hour of the program, we will take your phone calls with her on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. We'll take your phone calls next hour with Christine Day. Christine, would some consider the Pleiadians gods?
that's an interesting perspective. No, they're not gods. And within the universe, they are absolutely not considered gods. We in humanity maybe don't understand the depth of our own sacredness, and they're in their full natural sacred multidimensional selves, and we all hold this potential within us. We are through our own sacred nature. We're very much on an equal footing with them, and there's only a veil, George, that separates us from coming back to reconnection to who we are within our multidimensional nature. So the Pleiadians are holding a mirror for us to resurrect ourselves and to reconnect, to reunite to that multidimensional aspect that we are. So, you know, they actually anchored a hologram in October to create that mirror so that we can start aligning or realigning back to that really multidimensional nature that we are. You know, we're really sacred beings having a human experience. And very soon we're going to start seeing that shift of coming into that reemergence of ourselves. That's part of what's going on here on the planet right now.
The story I had right before you came in about the Native Americans, and some of them believing that they were from the Pleiadian star system. Have you heard that before, Christine?
Oh, absolutely. The Pleiadians have spoken to me about this. They actually, they're the ones who transmitted all the sacred teachings to all Native people on the planet. And so it's an absolute truth that the Native Americans, the ones that were traditionally aligned, very much have that knowledge and understanding that interconnection from the stars. And the Pleiadians themselves initiated me into the shamanic traditions. And so I've gone through that initiation with them. So they do carry the pure sacred teachings of the Native American traditions. They've actually transmitted a lot of teachings here to the planet and a lot of knowledge.
Do they constantly come here?
They are here constantly. They don't reveal themselves. They say humanity carries so much fear. They
sure.
don't want to add to that fear, because that's, you know, really the human third dimensional play out is very fear-based. But they are here on many levels. There are those that are here, like myself, that carry that very strong Pleiadian heritage. But they also are here in their ships. They are here creating a lot of the dimensional, new dimensional framework within the Earth plane for this awakening that you know is coming very soon to us on the planet. So they work in all sorts of ways in alignment with the rest of the universal community. They're part of a community group that are here to support this transition of us.
Well, I got to tell you, it's a miraculous story, Christine. And now, do some people come up to you and go, come on now, Pleiadians coming here? Come on. Do you get that?
I absolutely do. And I understand people's lack of belief, because I was one of those people. I didn't believe in aliens or spaceships until I had my experience. And so I can really work with people, because my work is through direct experience. So I just came back from Brazil and worked with a group of 2,000 people in a theater one evening, and I, you know, can transmit that experience out to large groups of people all at once, and people have a direct experience of the energy of the Pleiadians, and they come into an awakening from that. So I don't have to prove anything to people. I say, okay, so open up and have the experience. So the book, you know, it has 13 audio files, George, an audio file with each chapter. So you read the chapter, and then you have a direct experience of the Pleiadians transmitting their frequency through. So I love that. That's what I love. You know, they're really bringing a direct experience to people, so they begin to open up and have their reconnection. You see, none of us here on this planet are originally from planet Earth. We all have a heritage, an origin off planet Earth.
I've always suspected that.
Yes.
That we were seeded here.
Exactly. And the thing is, George, the book, this is part of their revelation. They have programmed material here in the book that allow you to realign back to your natural spiritual family of origin off planet. That's part of our awakening. It's part of our enlightenment process, because we've made pre-agreements before we came here, every one of us. And these pre-agreements are now to be activated, so that you start to have a conscious reconnection, that you're starting to move through conscious choice back to this realignment to the sacred that we are. But those family of origin reconnections are essential, because that reconnection to our origin supports our awakening to the spiritual aspect that we are. So I love the practicality of the Pleiadians. You know, they're not just some airy fairy, just a lot of words. You know, people, we've kind of had all these words about, oh, we're this, and we can do that, and we can do that. But this is direct experience and an action of that through the book. And, you know, I that's what we need right now. We need real information so that we can take conscious steps and be self-empowered again to knowing what we're doing here and how we make our way back to that sacred aspect, to that family.
When you say they're among us, outside of the reptilians, but the other ones that look similar to us, do they walk with us? I mean, could they be like right next to you when you're walking in the streets of New York or something?
They have the ability to not be seen physically. So they are, and they're not, they are living in incarnation. They're not in spirit form. People think, oh, they're in spirit form. They're in the spiritual community. No, they're actually living out their incarnation here on this earth. And this, we are part of their mission in this lifetime to help with the transition of Earth. So yes, they are around us. They come in the ships. They also come and they can actually make themselves in a higher frequency vibration where they're not visible, but they can actually support and hold that mirror for us to change our frequency. And that is part of it. They don't invade the energetic space. They can't, because we have free will here. But they can open up almost like that, what I said, that hologram, that energetic mirror that supports us in realigning back to our own frequency vibration and have a direct experience of a connection to the sacred that we are. It's like waking up. They liken it to a dream. They say, we as human beings are in a dream, and there's going to be a certain...
Are we in a dream or a nightmare, Christine?
Well, you know, with all the drama that's going on, one could call it a nightmare, couldn't we, George?
Yes.
But the fact is, you know, that's the illusion. That's the big illusion, all of this drama that's being played out on a grand stage. And guess what? Each one of us are on a stage. We're the main actor, the lead role on our stage, and we have to choose, you know, whether we just witness the drama or become part of it. And that illusion of that drama has been incredibly strong. But what's happening is that strength of that drama, yes, it's getting more in the world, that illusion. The Pleiadians say the illusion is going to get even more intense as we move along, as there's that discrepancy between the dimensional levels. Like, we're moving dimensionally from the third dimension to the fourth, fifth, but that creates an upswing in the drama because of the discrepancy of the energy on the planet. But we don't have to be part of the drama. That's the key thing. We can actually witness and breathe and start to open and experience another side of ourselves. And that's why they're here now in force to support this transition. They're actually working in alignment with a lot of the community in the universe, because we're going to be going through a really rapid metamorphosis here within our physical beings, within our awakening, and the Earth itself will go through a big change. And the Pleiadians said, we're just going to awaken. We're going to awaken from the dream and just simply remember who we are. This is all remembering, reconnection, reunion. It's nothing new. We're just going to step off through the veil and remember our sacredness. It's going to be very simple. And then we're going to look back and go, oh my gosh, look at where we've been in that illusion. And it won't exist anymore.
Do they look into the future?
They know... Oh, yeah, the future. Well, there's really no such thing as time. So the future, all and the past and now, all exist within one time frame. So this is another piece of the information they're bringing. They talk about the timeline, where that timeless space, where we can move and experience what is coming and see the truth of everything unfolding in front of us. And in the book, there's a section on the timeless space where they give you a step-by-step process of how to enter that space and be able to look at the vision of what the earth plane is going to be and where we are in that timeline right now. So seeing the future is another part of just entering the timeless space where all things exist in that simultaneous moment. So it's about entering that space and aligning to that truth that exists there. I spend a lot of time moving through that space and understanding also what's here and what's coming to us on this earth plane.
You've been talking about the new dawning that they talk about. Let's explain that a little bit more.
All right. So the Pleiadians have always, from the very beginning, talked about this new dawning that was coming, and that was 24 years ago. And then it actually started activating on 12/12/12. Now this new dawning is our earth plane moving from a third dimensional planet, which is total illusion, to joining the rest of the universal community into the fourth, fifth, sixth dimensional setting, so that we return back and take our place within our universe, to play our part within the universe. So the new dawning is when we as a human race move from that delusion into remembering. And that new dawning is affecting the whole universe. Actually, it's affecting all the universes. So that new dawning time is our resurrection. But we have to resurrect ourselves. The Pleiadians can't do that for us, and nor can the rest of the universe. But they're waiting and supporting us in the way that they can. That is the new dawning, when we transition as a planet, as a race, and reconnect within our universe. We are part of that new dawning, because within ourselves we have to transition too. It's not just the dimension of the earth and the awakening of the earth plane, it's us choosing to step through the veil back to that sacred nature. It doesn't mean we're not going to be human. We'll still retain our humanness, but we will change our relationship to the way we're human. We will come into a place of self-acceptance rather than self-condemnation, and we will be consciously spiritual and have our human experience. The only way we've been able to awaken before this in other lifetimes is to die, there's no such thing as death, but we step through the veil and remember and rejoin our sacredness. But in this lifetime, the new dawning, we are going to remember in these physical bodies. We're not going to die. And that's what the new dawning is. It's us moving into a new state of awakening, of self-resurrection.
How often are you in touch with them?
Oh, daily, hourly. It's, you know, I spend, you know, my large part of myself is interconnecting consciously with that communion base that I talked about. And, you know, through that, I'm given guidance. I'm transmitting energies. I'm working alongside them on the earth plane with this mission, with this new dawning mission. And I'm also all now, these days, different to when you last talked to me, I'm also working alongside the galactic community very, very strongly in the Galactic Council. So, yes, I'm always connected.
You keep bumping your phone, by the way. It's making a beeper. I hope your battery's not dying.
No, it's fine. I'm not. I'm on a landline with a headset. So
okay, all right.
That's interesting. I'm not hearing any noise this end.
Are they concerned about our future?
No. You know what? we're concerned about our future, I think. No, they actually say we're very much on track, even ahead of time. You see, we keep looking at the third dimensional drama and measuring, you know, that. All that drama is just mirroring the illusion. And it's not in reality. It could disappear in a moment. It's just humanity playing out the last threads of this persecutor victim mode that we have been playing out for lifetimes. It's almost running its course through right now. So it's accelerating. They don't measure that. They don't. That's not where they're looking at as a concern. They are aware that's the play out that has been for lifetimes, the violence, the victim mode, the power, you know, people in power wanting to control. That is just it's not really anything they take very seriously at all. They see that as just the end of a very strong play out that we, on our humanity level, on our third dimensional level, have been playing out for lifetimes.
And their biggest message that they want us to know is what? That they're here to help us, prepare for us? What's that message?
I don't think it's that they're here to help us. I think their main message is that we are sacred, that we are a part of the universe, and that we take our place.
Are you still there? Well, we've lost her. She is gone. I knew there was something wrong with her phone. I could tell. Anyway, we'll get calls with her, if assuming we get her back in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM. We will take phone calls with her. Her website and her new book, wherever she may be, is called The Pleiadian Promise, A Guide to Attaining Group Mind, Claiming Your Sacred Heritage, and Activating Your Destiny. Her website is linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. Now, don't forget, as far as we're concerned, to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and I tell you what, it's great being able to send you information on Twitter every day, all the time. So we're going to take this quick break. We're going to come back in a moment here on Coast to Coast AM and take phone calls with Christine Day, who claims that she's contacted by the Pleiadians, who are out there in the Taurus constellation. I'm George Norrie, and we'll be back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM.